But joining us now here in studio is a gentleman I understand that debuted on the program just for a moment
yesterday. That's the first I've seen of him.
And we thought we would give him a little more airtime this morning. It's the Ticket Mouse who lives here in the studio. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Good. By the way, this visit with the Ticket Mouse is brought to us by TexasLending.com.
Yeah.
So how you live right down here?
I live in the baseboard in the studio here, and I sleep in a little sardine can.
Right down there.
Right down there.
You sleep in a sardine can.
Well, it's
hard bouncing up here on this cereal box and talking to the microphone.
Yeah, be careful. Be careful sitting up there.
I'm so nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. I know it's your first time on radio.
Well, I've always been interested in sports.
Really?
And I wanted to be on the ticket on the air, but the ticket wouldn't hire me because our lifespan is only like 30 days.
Well, I guess you hadn't been around
basically
here long.
Basically, as long as y'all gave Rocco.
Right.
So, have you met everyone here on the ticket staff?
Hey, can I explain something?
Sure.
I was on yesterday, and I said that I was only had a lifespan of 30 days, but it was clear that I'd live longer than that. Mm-hmm. I escaped from a lab that was doing some experiments in hormone replacement therapy. And they injected me with something, so I've lived over 12 years.
Really?
Oh, okay, so you've been around for a while.
And that's why I'm also so pretty. You know, most mice are ugly.
But you've got a lot of different hormones in you, so.
Yeah, The only mouse that's attractive is probably the tit mouse. That's a bird.
Right. We're visiting with the Ticket Mouse who lives in the baseboard here in the studio. So, yeah, do you get along with all the hosts that come in here throughout the day?
Well, it's hard being a mouse around a bunch of humans like y'all are.
Yeah. Right. Minnie is a high voice.
Yeah.
Because I'm always having to scamper around trying to avoid y'all's Bruno Mollies or whatever shoes y'all wear.
Right.
You just wear those.
But I like it because it's a radio station, and at least I get to hear, you know, funny things and stuff.
Right. And sports. You're a big sports fan.
But I think each show has their own personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, let's see. What happens? What do I notice down here? I like Norm because he drops a lot of food and stuff when he's on the air.
Yeah, he's always eating something.
Yeah, he's always eating and stuff.
He's always got a hunk of cheese. You must like that.
Oh, yeah. I like that, but I hate that he dungs under his seat.
He does?
Yeah, he dirties up the corner of the studio with his body clay.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
He releases that.
That's
so
gross.
That's weird. Grego used to drop these little pills, and I'd scurry over and eat them, but then I'd sleep for like 12 days.
Yeah. Well.
Let's see. Bob, he prays to the devil during commercial breaks to make his questions longer.
Really?
No, he
does. Wow, boy, we're getting some great inside stuff here.
Ticket Mouse, I think you're making some of the stuff
up. What's that, George? Come on, bring it. Bring it, George.
Well, I don't know. We're just trying to.
I may be a mouse. I'll kick your ass.
Wow.
You're only like, 6 inches long?
Mark.
Oh, he knows all the ticket bits.
Oh, yeah. Mark. Yeah. Mark. And let's see. Reiner, his butt rumbles the seat all the time. And then filth air wafts into my baseboard hole, and I pass out for like a week.
things really hit you hard because you're so small.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I almost died once.
How?
Norm dropped his rape manual, and it blocked my hole.
I haven't seen him carrying that around.
So I was trapped.
You were trapped. That's the story here. He was trapped.
I'm kidding.
Oh, you're kidding.
No one would have a manual like that.
Settle down there, Ticket Mouse.
Okay, I'm sorry. And Dale just whips me to no end.
Dale does?
Have you noticed that he talks about the same thing every show? It's just what inconvenienced Dale this week.
No, I've never really noticed that, Ticket Mouse.
Oh, you should try listening to him.
Well, maybe so.
Unfortunately, I'm forced to listen to him because I live here.
Right down there in the baseboard.
Do you ever run around and, like, scare the women here or anything? You know how women hate mice?
Well, you know, I like to go down to there to the sales department and try to look up their skirts.
Oh. Ticket Mouse.
Hey, Grego does it. In Norm's briefcase, and I woke up in an alley somewhere as Norm was getting the crap beat out of me.
And you couldn't stop it.
Because you're a mouse.
I was a mouse.
Still are.
Okay, guys, see y'all later.
All right, thanks.
Oh, no. What did you do? Oh. Why did you do that?
I'm sorry. I just thought it was
You're not supposed to get next to the string that holds the anvil over that mic location?
I just thought it was time to cut the string, and I didn't realize it was dangling
the
right.
The ticket mouse sitting there?
I didn't realize the ticket anvil was dangling right over the ticket mouse.
He's not moving.
You know, we'll get him to a vet.
You better be a specialist. Oh, he's breathing. I think he's okay.
Please. Jesus.
9:48.